Nepal battles train wrecks for attention. China's orphan scandal is in the news again. And women in the Middle East are finding hope. Details next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Nepal's facing an epidemic of fear since the second quake struck Tuesday. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says people are just getting used to their new normal.
There was a huge impact on the psyche and the emotional state of people there in the country. Our on-ground project leader, Francis Horton, reported that people had just gone back into what little homes that were left. And then this quake, they came back out, and so they were back pitching their tents in the streets.
Since BGR teams were already on the ground, they were mobilized to respond with aid. The secondary disaster adds another layer to their relief efforts.
Giving them things like food and temporary shelter and make sure they're getting water, but also share with them truth and hope that we found in the message of the gospel.
The urgency?
The cold weather is beginning to fall off, but the rains are coming, and so we've got to get people into some temporary housing. That's what we're working on right now. That's kind of our next phase, along with the food and getting the water systems established, but getting back in temporary housing.
There are three ways to help: pray, give, or go. We posted the links in our story online. What better way to help remote areas of Nepal than with Christian aviation experts? Mission Aviation Fellowship's on the ground in Kathmandu, managing a helicopter service and ground logistical coordination. Their team was on the ground during Tuesday's quake. MAF's Mike Bottrell says several aircraft were shaking.
People are pouring out of the hangars. All the pigeons in the roof of the hangar are ripping out of the hangar and flying away. And then somebody starts yelling, "Dust!" And we look around, and all around the horizon in the valley, you could see big plumes of dust shooting up out of the ground like bombs that strike. And they say, that's where buildings are collapsing.
MAF's Manager of Aviation Services, Tim Chase, says,
"We're sharing the love of Christ and just anything that we can do to meet these physical needs of the people. Our team needs wisdom and how to do that well."
President of MAF John Boyd is asking you to pray for safety for their flights, logistics, and that MAF personnel can share Christ. MAF has set up a Nepal Disaster Relief Fund. There's the link at our website. This is Mission Network News. Around 6,000 Nigerian refugees fled to Niger to escape Boko Haram's violence. Now they're being forced out of the country. Many are scared to go back to Nigeria because, well, they don't have any homes or supplies. But the love of Christ is working in refugees' lives. In the name of Jesus, Voice of the Martyrs USA is providing medical attention and supporting Christian centers that refugees can live in. You can support their cause by finding links at our website. Remember China's orphan scandal? MNN's Katie Harth has an update.
The orphan scandal of 2011 didn't stop there. As recently as January, kids were being trafficked for international adoption. Steve Biondo of Family Christian Stores.
The Chinese Agape Foundation just avoids any of that ridiculousness and that dark dealing. It is rescuing, serving children in China who will remain in China and hopefully give back to China as men and women who have a faith in Jesus Christ.
Family Christian has helped Agape build their fifth care center and open a hospital for orphans. Right now, they're helping Agape rescue even more kids.
We're pretty close to seeing that care center become operational. We believe that we are within the next 90 days.
Help them cross that finish line at our website. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And domestic abuse is rampant throughout the Middle East, but one organization is giving women hope. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, aired a couple of episodes about domestic abuse in its show Needle and Thread. The shows drew in multiple calls from struggling women and helped them better understand the gospel. You can help fight this issue yourself. Follow the Needle and Thread link in our web story to help Sat7 do more. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The 21st century has four big dangers. Haggai Institute wants you to know what they are. If left unchecked, all of them will affect you and those around you. Get your copy of the new Four Dangers white paper by clicking on the Haggai Institute link at missionnews.org. That's the Haggai Institute link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.